It can leave you scratching your head and wondering why a man who wants to be president can't tell us a little bit more.
What you talking about, Will?
Sometimes, when you can't understand someone, it may be necessary to ask for clarification.
There are a variety of strategies that politicians tend to use. Long introductions. I'm glad you asked me that. You know, long transitions.
Dodge the bullet.
I'll use my own words.
Yep. Well, I'll leave it at that.
Looking for issues? What didn't you hear last night? Well, it's the takeaway. Welcome back. I'm in Detroit at WDET in Detroit. I'm sure you heard nothing about this last night in the Obama-Romney debate.
I will provide our intelligence and law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to track and take out the terrorists without undermining our Constitution and our freedom. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war. No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are. And it's not what is necessary to defeat the terrorists.
It's amazing to listen to that. That's Senator Barack Obama on the campaign trail back in 2007, campaigning against the Bush-era Patriot Act. Once he was in office, though, President Obama quietly reinforced the measures laid out by the Bush administration in the Patriot Act, and the democratically controlled Congress passed an extension.
President Obama made history by authorizing the first use of the auto pen signature to sign an extension of the Patriot Act while he was in Europe. Now, the auto pen is basically a mechanical pen.
Auto pen or otherwise, 4 years later, has there been any substantive discussion of the Patriot Act? We want to put that question to Karen Greenberg, director of the Center on National Security at Fordham University's School of Law. Welcome to the program, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
Has there been any substantive discussion in 2012, as far as you can figure?
In 2012, no. In 2011, yes, because when the renewal of the controversial Patriot Act provisions came up, there was much discussion about them. It's interesting that it was in the wake of the killing of bin Laden that Obama chose to sign those provisions and to continue them into the future. And neither then nor since then has there been any discussion, substantive or otherwise.
So describe what the Patriot Act does. If you are suspected of something, what aspect of the Constitution or our intuitive sense of our rights under the Constitution get suspended in some way because of the Patriot Act?
Well, it's really about maybe half a dozen provisions, and in particular, three provisions that didn't have to be renewed but were renewed under President Obama. And the nature of these provisions, which you've heard of as the library records provision, the roving wiretaps provision, and the national security letters provision, which was not, which was permanent and not under renewable, and it will not sunset in 2015 like the others. Basically, what they do is to broaden the powers of law enforcement in a variety of ways. But to explain it generally, it's that rather than specific targets, you can talk about groups. You can identify, you don't have to identify each particular device that somebody will hold, a phone, a computer, et cetera, in order to surveil them. It opened up the door for a whole array of law enforcement tactics and abilities that we didn't have prior to 9/11. And for civil libertarians, some of their worst fears when the Patriot Act was first passed in the fall of 2001 were subsequently realized as the warrantless wiretapping program proceeded, and we later found out about it. It was secret at first. President Obama, in the clip that you played, said that he wasn't going to have warrantless wiretaps anymore. But you know, he hasn't curtailed the activities of broadening the net in a way that is very much what our new national security policy is about, which is quantity rather than focused, targeted, qualitative investigations. And this brings into question a whole bunch of constitutional protections.
Karen Greenberg is director of the Center on National Security at Fordham University's School of Law. We're talking about the Patriot Act, not mentioned in the 2012 campaign. This is the takeaway. So, Karen, talk a little bit about that quantity strategy, where the issue is not targeting particular individuals based on warrants of suspicion and probable cause, but instead a gigantic fishing expedition. Is that what you're saying here?
I'm saying that essentially that's the fear, that's what's going on. So, for example, it used to be that if you wanted to target an individual for a particular terrorist activity, you would have to tie them, let's say, to a foreign terrorist organization. You no longer necessarily have to do that. You just have to suspect them. So that category is broadened. The same thing I referred to before about you used to have to get a warrant for a phone, for a computer, for any other kind of device. Now it's sort of an en masse approval and allowance to do that. In general, this has been the tactic since the beginning of the war on terror, starting with the roundup of individual citizens and non-citizens that we were worried about in the fall, that the government was worried about in the fall of 2001. And although President Obama has said that he wants to pull back on this and may in fact have done so, the use of the library provision, which has been so controversial and which allows basically access to a whole array of documents, and particularly to the internet, has gone up exponentially under the Obama administration.
As a lawyer, how does it, or as someone who studies the law, how does it, what do you make of our constitutional protections and also the fact that even though it wasn't discussed by the major party candidates, this was discussed by the Libertarian candidate, by Ron Paul during the campaign, this question of constitutional protections?
No, I think we're into an era of rethinking many of those protections, that the national security state in which we live has compromised the absolute reliance on those protections, and that as you expand the portfolio of what you're allowed to do, there's just so much you can focus on. And so the things that don't affect us all, presumably, or that's how we think, people tend to focus on other things that are more egregious and more in their face. And that's essentially what you mean when you say the slippery slope. Once you start to say, well, maybe we shouldn't honor Miranda rights, you begin to open up a whole conversation that we don't want to have resolution on, because it will just law enforcement feels it will just trap them into not having the abilities they need to keep us safe. That's their argument. So nobody wants to discuss it.
Indeed, a controversy 4 years ago, not so much today. Is there consensus on the Patriot Act? Karen Greenberg, director of the Center on National Security at Fordham University's School of Law, part of our Don't Mention It series. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.